From JMI Wealth Monday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Right, tariffs, we've got enough detail here to know what's going to happen or not.
We can speculate. So we've had tariff action over the weekend, and Trump, as he signaled tariffs were on the way for Mexico, Canada, China, and that threat has been followed up on. So what's actually happening, effective Tuesday US time, the US will impose 25% levy on imports from Canada, Mexico, 10% tariffs on Chinese imports, excluded from the 25% tariff on our energy products from Canada. They'll be taxed at 10%. Now, in case you're wondering how he's done this, these tariffs have been imposed under the Emergency Economic Authority. To the best of my knowledge, this has never been used for tariffs before. Nixon used a precursor to the current law back in 1971. So there are no carve-outs, there are no exceptions to the tariff. Mike, the duration of the tariffs is important. This will speak to the extent of the economic disruption and the fallout. What we know so far is the tariffs will remain in place until the White House is satisfied that illicit fentanyl trafficking into the US is under control and or, and we don't know the mix here, there is a dramatic reduction in the migration and broader criminal activity at the US borders. In other words, we've got no idea how long this is going to last. Importantly, there is a retaliation clause. So if, as has happened, countries targeted respond with their own tariffs, the US can escalate, so it's potentially, these are the only, the opening salvos. We don't know where it will end. Mike, listeners out there need to appreciate, in the first term, Trump engaged in a tariff war with China. This move over the weekend dwarfs the extent of that first term action. 2023 trade with China, $419 billion. Trade with Mexico, $475 billion. I can't verify these numbers at the moment. I've seen them over the weekend, but you're talking 1.3, 1.5, $1.6 trillion worth of imports will be caught up in these new tariffs. So major economic impact on the US adds to the cost of many sort of household items, the one, you know, fruit and veg, meat, beer even. So Trump is willing to bet a huge economic risk on this. He's referring to it as short-term disruption. There's a euphemism. It's hard not to see share market weakness initially this week, Mike. How much will it depend on how much investors have actually expected this, and of course the duration. Very negative for certain industries, automakers in particular. Those supply and production cycles heavily integrated with Canada and Mexico. You should see Canadian, Mexican currencies under pressure. Now there's a question of whether that weakness flows through to New Zealand as well. US inflation, that will increase. Again, duration of the dispute is important. For New Zealand, it's a reality check, isn't it? Because Trump is basically running roughshod over existing trade agreements that he signed in the first term. One thing you have to think about as well, Mike, though, if you get import substitution, that could be positive for some exporters to the US. So if you think about the meat, people could now choose New Zealand meat. Right. Over meat. We don't know. But what we do know, Mike, is we now have to apply, and far as Trump is concerned, a chaos premium to markets.
And I think that's true. We're a bit downbeat. Yeah. We are still a bit downbeat. So those numbers weren't good. The consumer confidence gone backwards.
It has. Yeah, this is consumer confidence. Latest update on Friday. This is the ANZ consumer confidence. Headline confidence fell 4 points to 96, consistent with other surveys where we saw a bit of a reality check after a jump in confidence at the close of 2024. Significant fall in the proportion of households who think it is a good time to buy a major household item. ANZ refer to that metric as the best retail indicator. Inflation indicators in the surveys, they had a little change. Looking at the totality of responses, Mike, clear definition continues between the here and now and the perception of future. So current conditions fell 9 points, but for future conditions, that only eased 1 point. So, yeah, we're just getting a little bit less confident, Mike, as the year has started. So just a bit of a reality check that these interest rates are going to take a little bit of time to feed through.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones on Friday fell 0.75%, closed at 44,544. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%, 6040. The Nasdaq fell 0.28%, closing at 19,267. FTSE 100 up 0.38673. The Nikkei was up 0.15%, 39,572. The Chinese market's still not trading. The ASX 200 gained 0.45%, 8532, and the NZX 50 gained 0.5%, 12,995. Now, Kiwi dollar 0.5613, that'll obviously update when the market starts opening against the US. 0.9045 Aussie, 0.5432 euro, 0.4526 pounds, 87.1 against the Japanese yen. Yes, you're right, Mike. Gold gold went up, settled just under 2800 mark, 2798, and Brent crude lower, $75.67.
So you might appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.